Boker Tov, today's staff is staff Mem Dal and Bab Metzias. We went for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanasum Basar B'Shivya. We'll start with the Mishnah again at the bottom of Mem Gimel Beis that we learned at the end of yesterday's staff. Achoshev Lishlach Yad. If you just thought about misusing, misappropriating somebody else's item that you were given as a guard. Now, what's the halacha there? Achoshev Yad, you were given something as to guard or to watch. Or it was deposited with you, you decided to use it. The Shami says you're chayiv from that point on. Beis Hillel says no, you're not chayiv to actually use it. Shenemar im lo shalach yado, you didn't send your hand b'mleches rieu in your neighbor's work, meaning his item that you took. Now Tosfos points out here that when you say even according to Beis Shami that says you're chayiv as soon as he had thought about it, Rashi says also you had to tell people about it. You told somebody, I'm going to take it. We don't know what's in your mind. It's only if you told somebody. And here, Tosis also says that the machshava here is dibur. It's not simply that you told somebody in front of two eidim that they could prove it. But rather, many times you have the Gemara and Yibamas also, there's a machlokas there, Rashi Tosis, about whether you have to certain things. Here, Tosis points out machshavas pigel also. He has to be with dibur. You have to say it. It's not enough just to think about it. Think when you say machshava alone, meaning it means without actually doing anything. You just thought about it by saying something. You did say something. If you didn't say it, then it doesn't work. You're just what was floating through your mind means nothing. Mishnah goes on, Hita esachavis. Let's say you were given a barrel of wine to guard or to watch, and you took a revias. You took a small cup of wine, you took a little bit out of it, you tipped it over and took a little bit of nishbra. Afterwards, it broke, and a mishamel revias. You didn't really pick it up yet, so you weren't shalech biyad. According to Beis Hillel, you weren't, even according to Beis Shammai, you weren't planning on stealing the whole barrel. You're just taking a little bit. So for that little bit, and you took revias out of there, and then the barrel broke. And in Mishnah, you only paid for the revias because you weren't really shalech biyad. You didn't, shalech biyad means you have to take it, make a kinyan on it. Yeah, again, you didn't really acquire it halachically, but it's like you stole it. So biya, if you picked it up enough, I'm in revias, but ish rebim sham kula. If you lifted up the whole barrel, that means you were shaleach yad. And then you, even though you only took a revias, but the whole thing broke, once you picked it up, you were shaleach yad. You were like a shoel in your chayev, even on onsen. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah said. The Gemara goes on, where do we get this from? Where does Beis Shammai get this idea that if you just thought about it, meaning you didn't really do anything, but you just told somebody, oh, you know, I'm going to use that item that I was given to guard. How do we know that just saying something means something, even though you didn't do anything yet? There's another one called Dvar Pesha. Even for just the word, I'll call Dvar Pesha, right? That just for saying something. Any Dvar means something, but could also mean you said something, Dibur, Lashon of Dibur. I'll call Dvar Pesha on any word of sin, of misusing something over here. That's b'shamiyom melam shechayv al machshav kamaisa. Just thinking about it, meaning even though you didn't do anything, you just said you're going to do it. That makes you chayv right away. You were shaleich yad. Ubeisolomer ain't a chayv at shlishim b'yam. Mishael says no. You're only chayv when you actually took it. Shneamar im lo shalach yad of mleches reyu. If you didn't actually send your hand, you didn't actually take it. Amar b'shamiy lebeisol. So b'shamiy says beisol balo kvar nemar al kol dvar pesha. What about my words? You're looking at the words. What about I said? Alo, it says I'll call dvar pesha. What do you do with that, right? So I got another pasuk, right? It says I'll call dvar pesha. You're right. You have dvar pesha, but I say that it's only actually took it. Imlo shalach yado says I'll call. It says, "Im lo shalach yadam lechzrei." You actually have to send your hand. You have to do a physical thing. Only then are you chayav. Pardon?
Mishandle.
Right. A kol dvar pesha. Right. Right. You mishandled it, but you did it on purpose. Right. Kol dvar pesha. Amalem beisil beshama lekonem im lo shalach yadam lechzrei. Sim came matam alam al kol pesha. So what does beisil do with beshama's pasuk? It says, "I'll call dvar pesha," even for a word of sin, meaning you had to say something. If you said something, that's enough to make you chayav. That's only if he himself said something, or if he himself did something. In other words, Beis Hillel says you have to actually do something. You have to make a kinyan of lift the item physically take the item for you to be chayev on shlichas yad for sure for misappropriating, that's fine if you did it yourself. What happens if you tell your eved and your shliach menayin? How do I know if they did it for you? Now, true, we have a call ein shliach v'arveira, right? Ein shliach v'arveira. If I send you to do something, you're responsible, not me. But over here, we have an extra pasuk telling us. I'll call the rashi. Even if I told my associate, my worker, my eved to pick it up, and he did it, Rashi says shliach yad b'chein asa. If he did it, you actually have to do something. Again, if you're just saying something by itself doesn't mean anything. If he actually did it, you're chayev. But how do I know if it's not only if I did it? If I told somebody else to do it and they did it, that's also called shlichas yad. Talmud lomar, I'll call dvar pesha. So that's if I tell somebody else to do it and they did it on my behalf, that's also makes me chayev. They, you know, they lifted it up and gave it to me, picked it up on my behalf or whatever, then I'm also chayev. Even though normally we don't ain't shlichas dvar veira. But over here, this is a dvar veira that I caused it to happen, so I have some responsibility. Maybe this is an exception to ein shliach dvar veira, just like we have by Me'ila, that we have an exception because a special pasuk. So here too, you can say it's a special pasuk. The pasuk of Moshe Shafiyot, you got to do an action, but I'll call dvar pesha dichim, even if I tell somebody else to do it, and he did it, because you have to do an action, otherwise you don't chayev on shlichas yad. Hita es achavas. So the Mishnah went on to say...
Who does the in this last case of Beis Hillel is the
no the shliach lifted it up.
He lifted it up.
Yeah, of course.
But the
otherwise, if you did it, if you did, that's the mishandling. That's the mishandling. The chard the kasha. I don't know why they don't ask the kasha. Ain't shliach v'bar veira. The answer is you have to say normally ain't shliach v'bar veira, but this is a special pasuk. That's what, just like me'il is a special pasuk. Ain't shliach v'bar veira. But there's exceptions to the rule. This, I would say, is maybe an exception to the rule. Because if you lifted it up yourself, then you did it. What's the issue? So the answer is he did it. You told him to do it, and he did it.
It starts from the point where you told the...
Where you told him to do it. Right. You told him to do it. In other words, if you didn't tell him to do it...
When does it start? I mean, that's the question.
No. It's that you're chayiv if you did something. Here you're chayiv even if you told somebody else to do it, and he did it. Why isn't it ain't shliach dvar veira? Yes, what I would say, this is an exception to the rule. That's what I would interpret. Maybe you have some other svara for why you be chayv, but what are you going to tell me that the shliach is over on shlichas yad? Well, of course it's over shlichas yad. It's even worse. It's gzela. He's not involved in it at all. He's not even a shomer over here. So I would say it's maybe an exception to the rule, but it's a pella to me that the mefarshim don't talk about that. Yeah, I don't see why that they don't discuss it. So if you didn't lift up the barrel that you were given to watch, you just turned it over, and you tipped it on the side to get a cup of wine out of there. Okay, so that's not shlichas yad. Obviously, you'd have to pay for the revias of wine that you stole, but it's not shlichas yad because you didn't lift it up. Okay, so we said afterwards. Let's say you. You opened up the barrel. Somebody asked yesterday about opening up the barrel. Is that shlichas yad, right? You could say, in a way, it is. It's, but you didn't lift up anything. But you did move the barrel. You did something to the barrel. So the question over here is, you didn't lift up the barrel, so it's not a regular kinyan. However, you did cause harm to the wine. So here he says like this: if you only took a cup of wine out of the barrel, you tipped it over. You know what? And then the barrel broke, you weren't really shliach, you didn't pick up the barrel. However, if your action caused the whole barrel to be destroyed, Amar Rabbi Lo Shalel Anishba, if the barrel was destroyed, broke, you didn't lift it up, you weren't shliach, yeah, you're not chayav. Aval Chmitza, but here's the problem. The wine stays better if it's a full barrel and it's sealed. Once the barrel is partially empty, it starts to go bad. That's how it works with wine. So he says, let's say you took out a cup of wine out of the barrel. You didn't lift up the barrel, but you caused the barrel to go sour because by taking some out, you caused. So he says there, that's if it broke, you didn't lift up the barrel. You're not chayiv if the whole barrel broke. But if the barrel, the wine went sour, what helped it to go bad was your arrows, meaning by taking out a cup, you've ruined the rest of it. It's like, you know, sometimes you have, I don't know, a comparison of some sort of a food or a liquid that it stays well as long as it's sealed. But if you take a little bit out of it, It's the, maybe the oxygenation or whatever it is causes it to go bad. Pardon?
Isn't that nezik she'en be'en? It's not really noticeable.
That's pretty noticeable.
but it doesn't happen right away.
No. Okay. You mean a chazik, a hezik shein, a nicker. You can't see. Here, it's delayed, but you can see it. In other words, the stuff looks bad, too, the way it probably it doesn't look the same. It turns colors. It bubbles up, whatever it does.
It smells different also.
It's a hezik shein, nicker. It's just delayed. Delayed penalty is still a penalty. We have a knock over here, right? Still a penalty, right? Okay. Big V of an Atalaymana, right? Let's say you picked up the barrel. If you picked up the barrel, you were Shaleach Yad, right? You've done an action. So if you picked up the barrel and you took out a cup of wine, so the Mishnah said, okay, then you're chayav. The whole thing broke. Afterwards, you have to pay for the whole thing. You don't actually have to take it. You don't actually take the cup out of there. As long as you lifted it up, that means you were Shaleach Yad. According to Beisham, you only have to say that you're going to misappropriate. According to Beisil, that we passing like you have to make a misappropriate. Well, once you lifted it up, you're chayav. Okay, what happens if you didn't take anything out of it? That's okay. You're still chayav, right? Elikivin shekbiel it af bishalonetol. So let me mix up a Shmuel. Does Shmuel therefore hold the shlichas yad and shlichas misar? We had the discussion already for several days. Does shlichas yad? Does misappropriation? Is it only considered misappropriated if I cause damage to it? There's some loss over here. Over here, what did you say? You just said that Shmuel said that if I lifted up the barrel, okay, I'm shlichas yad, but I didn't take anything yet. I lifted it up in order to take a cup out. Mishnah said you lifted it up and you took a cup out. Shmuel says even if you didn't take the cup of wine out of it, you just lifted it up, you're chayav. Does that mean that the old shlichas yad does not need any damage? You're still chayav even though there's no damage. I mean, no. Shani yochad nechli to havi hachavas kula bosses lahoravias. Again, as we said before, that when you take a cup of wine out from the barrel and the barrel is now partially empty, the wine can easily go bad by itself. The cup that you took out and the stuff in the barrel. So over here, when you lifted it up in order to take out the cup, it's as if you took out a cup, but you left it in there. It's better. It'll stay better. And as I'm planning to take a cup of wine out, but I'd rather not take it out now and it'll maybe go bad and the wine, the barrel will go bad. I'll leave it in there. So it's as if you took it out and left it in there. In other words, he's happy over here. Normally you do need a loss, but the loss over here is inferred or it's delayed, right? Because Shanech the Nechle, he's happy that the whole barrel of wine will be a basis, will be a platform or a base for the Revia. So it's like he took it out and left it in there. But Ravashi, what about, okay, if that's what you say, I understand. A cup of wine stays better in the barrel and the barrel stays better if it's full. What about I lifted up somebody asked me to guard their purse of money. And I lifted it up in order to take out. I was going to steal a coin out of there. Ma, what do you say? Chamru lo minter el agav chamru. Wine is only guarded with other wine. If it's by itself or you emptied out part of the barrel, it's going to go bad. Avosuza minter, but a coin makes no difference if it's in the purse or not in the purse. And therefore, if I didn't take out the coin, I didn't really shaleach yad. Can't say, well, if I lifted up a purse in order to take out the coin, is that as if I took out a coin already? And I just left it in there because it stays better. Or do you say, no, coins by itself. Coin doesn't need a purse. It's not like wine. Odilma shiny terusa danikim terusa the dinner. It's easier to keep all your money in one place. If you have your money in a purse, it's not going to get lost. If you have it in your pocket or just loose, it might fall out. So would you say that picking up a wallet in order to remove a coin from there, but you haven't removed the coin, is that shlichas yad? If you hold the shlichas yad, needs a chasaron or not? Take where that question stands. That ends the third parak. Now we begin Hazov, which is a famous parak, probably the most difficult parak in all of Bava Metzia, because the concepts are difficult. Let's start with the basic concept. We've learned that when it comes to karka, how do you acquire land or a house, anything attached to the ground? Kesef shtar chazaka. You can pay for it, you could do just a document, the bill of sale, or you can show a deed or just show ownership. Lock it up, put a fence around it. That's when it comes to karka. We're talking about here about metalflin, movables. How do you acquire movables? You need a special kinyan, a mashicha. You either pull it if it's a heavy item. If it's too heavy to pull, you can cause it to, or just hand over the reins if it's an animal of some sort. Or if it's any movable, like you go to the makolet and buy a loaf of bread or peiros or whatever. So you do mashicha, you pull it to yourself or you lift it up. What about money I paid for it? Well, that doesn't work. Either it doesn't work because the Torah says that mashicha doesn't, that only mashicha works based on a pasuk. That's a machlokes. We'll have Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish said it's minatorah that way. Rabbi Yochanan says really minatorah, money acquires it too if I paid for it. However, the rabbis made it say that money alone doesn't work. The famous line of Shema Yisrafu Chitecha Baliya, meaning this: you bought for me a silo full of wheat. You paid cash. Okay, it's yours. Now you didn't pick it up yet till you get a trucker and you want me to hold it for a month or two. By the time you come, it burnt down. And when you come for it, I'll say, well, your stuff burnt down. Not my problem, it was yours, right? So we don't want that to happen. So we said, therefore, the Kenyan doesn't work. If you just paid me for it, you didn't acquire it, it's still mine. So if it burnt down, it's my stuff that burned down. Right?
It's on your property.
Pardon? It's on my property, but okay, but it doesn't mean it's where it is now. In other words, you pay, if we have a deal, you can leave something, you have something on my property that I sold you. I sold you legitimately and all that. We shook hands on it. We have a star and all that. It's still my property. It's still yours. And you can have stuff in my property. So here, because that we don't want that to happen, the rabbi said that, you know what? Until you pull it, until you acquire it physically, make a kinyan on it, it's still mine. So therefore, if a fire starts, I'll have an interest in saving it and in saving the tefuah, saving the produce, because it's my loss, not your loss. Okay. But either way, whether you say that Minatora Kesef does work on Metalklin, money does work to acquire, like Rabbi Yochanan, but it's a Gzeira Drabanan that money doesn't work. Meaning, if you paid me for some things, we'll see in the Mishnah, for Metalklin, either one of us can go back on the deal. The deal's not final until you make a Kenyan. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rish Lakish says, even Minatora you need Mashiach. Okay. But either way, whether you hold it's Daraisa Drabanan, money alone doesn't work. If you acquired money, it doesn't work. So what does work? Pulling making a kinyan physically on the merchandise, on the produce. Okay. Here we come into, now we get into the question of what's money and what's produce. Well, produce, pretty obvious what produce is. Usually you know what produce is, right? But sometimes money itself can be the produce. Because what's money? Somebody defined money as the most liquid asset at a given point in time. What is money, right? Money could be chits, could be coupons, could be anything, right?
Gold, diamonds.
It's all money, right? What is money? What defines money? Because we have these paper that the government prints, you know, coins, right?
Crypto, right.
If it's most liquid thing. So money is usually the most liquid thing, the most liquid asset at a given point in time. Okay, so here we're going to deal with the Gemara. And of course, in the Gemara, they didn't have notes. Those are the things that didn't mean anything, paper money. It's all metal coins. So here we get into the question. Okay, we've said that a kinyan is only made when there's a deal being made. You have to make a kinyan on the merchandise, not on the money, right? If I give you the money, that's not a deal. Either one of us can go back on the deal. If you didn't make a mashiach, if you didn't pull the merchandise. So what happens if I have silver coins and gold coins? What happens there? Which is the money? So the Mishnah says, Hazov konas hakesef, hakesef ena konas hazov. When it comes to silver coins and gold coins, the silver coins are really the most current, meaning they're the currency. They're the ones that circulate most. And therefore, if you're buying gold with silver coins, the gold is the merchandise. Therefore, you have to make a kinyan on the gold. If I'm selling you gold for silver coins, the way the deal is done is you have to make a mashiach kinyan on the gold because that's the merchandise, and then you owe me the money. That I don't physically have the money, but you owe me the money. The deal's a final deal once you pull that, because the gold is the merchandise and the silver is the coins. Because the coins are the things that are more current. So that's what the Mishnah says, but it's not going to be a simple issue because we're going to see other opinions. Hazav konas hakesef. Again, if I made a kinyan on the gold, I acquire the money, meaning I have the zechiyah for the guy who bought the gold to give me the money, because the gold is the merchandise. That's the kinyan. Hakesef ena konas hazav. But let's say I took the silver. silver coins from you first, and I have to give you the gold. No, that's not a deal, because that kesef is the coins. That's money. Okay, so the zov is the merchandise. The kesef is the money. So if you make a kinyan on the merchandise, then you owe me the money. But if I took your money, no, the deal's not final. It doesn't acquire the gold. Similarly, hanachoshes konas a kesef. When it comes to copper coins, again, the copper is considered the merchandise. The gold, the silver is considered the money. So nechoshes, if you made a kinyan on the nechoshes on the copper, on the merchandise, that means that the person who bought the copper coins owes the money. But I kesef ain't konas nechoshes. But if you gave me silver coins, which is the money, you don't acquire the nechoshes yet, because that's money. Money does not work in a kinyan of metalklin. Mos arose konas esayofos. Let's say you have poor, bad money that's been obliterated, that's defective. So that's really merchandise now. It doesn't circulate well. What circulates well, again, money is the most liquid asset at a given point in time. So money means here, so silver coins work better than obliterated coins. By Yafa saying the coin is a roll. So again, good money does not acquire bad money. The good money, the bad money is literally good money versus literally bad, depleted money, bad money. Again, that's merchandise. So if you paid silver coins for bad merchandise, that doesn't work. A simon, what's on a simon? A blank. Before, it's like a coin before there was a image stamped onto it, right? Like we used to have the simonim for those old Israelis. Remember that, right? Yeah, they called it because it's a blank. So a simon konas amadeya, because a simon is a merchandise. So if you made a kinyan on simon, then the other guy owes you the money, the coins. But amadeya and konas asim doesn't work the other way around. Again, money does not make a kinyan. Metalklin konas amadeya. Again, metalklin, it's a general thing. Metalklin, merchant movables, acquire the money. Money, but matbeya and konas metalklin. The gra takes out the zekal. Call metalklin konas asim. Now, merchandise can be exchanged for one another. We both agree. I'll give you my shirt. You give me the pants. Barter. So it's bartering, like chalipin, like we do with the rabbi when we're going to sell him the rights to sell our chametz, right? So that's also it's chalipin. We're going to talk about chalipin in the Gemara. Kol matat kones as a ketsa. Mashal kamen peres. How does that work? If you made a kinyan on my fruits. And you didn't pay me for the money, and so we can't go back on it. That's what we mean over here, that if you agree to buy my apple for $1 and you made a kinyan on the payrolls on the apple, you owe me the money. You can't go back on the deal. Nothing the most, but if you gave me the money, you didn't take the apple yet, you can go back on the deal. You can go back on it, but you're not a good guy. Because once you shook hands and you said whatever, mazel bracha, or whatever you said over there, right? Once you shook hands and agreed to a deal and you went back on it, okay, you can go back on it. You know, technically, you can go back on it legally. Abul Amru, but the rabbi said, Misha Parah, me Anshidor Mabel, the one who paid back the Anshidor Mabel, the sinners of the generation of the flood or the generation of the Dora Flaga that built the tower up, right? Who also Parah, God will also pay back Misha Enomar Abab, a person doesn't stand by his word. It's an important thing to stay by your word, even though technically, if you paid for metalklin and you didn't make a mashiach on it yet, you didn't make a kinyan on it yet, you can go back on the deal. But the rabbi said you get what's called a mishapara. A mishapara means you'll get cursed. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam. Reb Shimon Omer kol shakasa biyado yaron tachana. Whoever has the money can go back on the deal. Meaning that if you paid for something and didn't get it yet, the person who received the money, the seller, he can go back and he has the money, but you can't go back on the deal. We just said that you can go back on the coin to the Tanakama. If I paid for something that didn't make a kinyan, I can go back on the deal. I'll get a Misha Par, but I can go back on the deal. Point Reb Shimon, only the one who has the money can go back on the deal. Okay. Says the Gemara. Masni, right? You know, Rebbe had a son, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, right? Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, and Reb Yudah Nosi was his son, also a famous rabbi. And Rebbe taught his son, Berei, Hazov Konas HaKesef, like our Mishnah said, that Zohav, gold coins, are considered merchandise. So they have a kinyan on them, makes the other person responsible to pay for it. Omalei, Rebbe, so the son said to his father, Rebbe, doesn't mean he called him by his name because he was called Rebbe. He called Rebbe, he meant my master, right? You taught us in your youth, younger, you taught us the other way around. That a kesef konas hazav. Whoa, now we're switching things around. See, now you have in your mind that the kesef is money, and the silver coins are money, and the zav is merchandise. You taught us the other way around, that the kesef is merchandise, and zav gold coins are better. A kesef konas, that's real money. A kesef konas hazav, betachzor, betishlon, betasecha. Now you're going to teach us in your old age, hazav, konas a kesef, the other way around, the way the Mishnah, our Mishnah reads. So the Mefarshim explained, the Mashal says that was that a little bit of a chutzpah to talk to your father that way? Hey, when you were young, you taught us the other way around. Now you're taught us this way. He meant it as a question, meaning this. Are you changing your opinion? You're retracting your opinion? Or did you forget? Possibly you forgot. Maybe, you know, you forgot. Can you let us know? He didn't answer him, which means he didn't forget. He was serious. He changed his opinion. So the Gemara says he changed his opinion, and therefore that's what he had learned from Rebbe, who was a Talmud of a mayor. He learned that from the mayor. What was the svara? What was the svara? Why originally he thought that the gold was the money, and now he knows that the silver is the money. When I say gold and silver, I mean the coins. So the Altus of my suffer, this of my suffer. What did he hold? What did Rebbe hold when he was young that he held then that the gold was the money, and now when he's old, he holds that the silver is the money. So Bialdumar says, Bialdusa suffer in when he was young, suffer David the Choshev, gold, which is more valuable. Habitiva, that's the money. Gold is more valuable. What's the most important thing? What do people want? They want money. Right? Kasvalo Choshev, silver, which is less valuable. Habipira, that's the produce, the merchandise. The Karnalapir Latava. And therefore, merchandise acquires the money. And since the silver is less valuable, that's the merchandise. So he made a kinyan on the silver coins. He required the gold coins. He's like Nusay suffer, but when he's old suffer, he held this. No, Kaspa, the silver money, the charif, which circulates more, it's more current, it's real currency. Havetiva, David alo charif, gold, which is not as current, and that could be in depending on your locality, right? Depending on your locality, it's probably true today too. If you have a silver coin. If you have a silver, I would say, I don't even know, do they have silver dollars still in America? Yeah. So have silver dollars. Who has a gold dollar? Right? A silver dollar is probably a better currency. At least if you have a silver dollar, you know it's worth a dollar. If you have a gold dollar, you don't even know what it's worth, right? Probably silver dollars are more current. You know what it's worth. But the average guy in the street, I mean, if you go into a store, and you gave him a silver dollar, they know it's a dollar. If you come with a gold dollar and you say this is worth, 50 silver dollars, he's not gonna know that.
By the weight of the
Yeah. So of course it's worth more, but you don't know what it's worth. The average guy in the street will not know what it's worth. So what's more currency? You know, a silver dollar, you know what it is. So here's the same thing. So he says now silver, which is more current, is more circulates more, that's the gemani. David Alocharov. Gold, which is not, it doesn't circulate as commonly. Havipera, that's the merchandise. And therefore, merchandise, as we said, acquires the money. Money does not acquire merchandise when it comes to movables. Okay, that's what we said. So our Mishnah said, though, that gold is the merchandise. Silver coins are the money. Amar Ravashi, now we're going to see other opinions. Amar Ravashi, ki alduse mistaver. It's more likely, he wants to say, it's more likely that what Rebbe said when he was younger, that the silver was the merchandise and the gold was the coins is more likely. Why? Why did he go on to say after the gold and the silver, he went that the copper also acquires the kesef, then nechoshes is the merchandise. If you say that silver compared to gold, silver is the merchandise, the produce, tell you, even though silver is considered merchandise compared to the gold, gold is the coins. Right, gold is the money. Compared to copper, kesef is the coins. That's teaching you something. Nechosh is the merchandise. Kesef is the money. If you say like our Mishnah reads that the gold, that the silver is considered the money, so hashtel gabi the compared to gold, which is more valuable than silver, it's considered coins. Compared to copper, where silver is more valuable than copper, and it circulates more. Certainly, me boy, it should be considered coins. What are you telling me that for? What's the chiddush in that? So it's Miboy, is there any question about that? Why does he have to tell the Nechoshes is Kronos a Kesef? Kesef compared to Nechoshes is coins, because number one, it's more valuable. Number two, it circulates more. What's the Chiddush in that? If you tell me that that silver is coins compared to gold, certainly it's coins compared to Nechoshes. Says the Gemara, no, it's Rech. You still need it. Not necessarily true. It could very well be that the silver is the coins and is not the merchandise, and still you need it. Why? Sometimes I might think, honey, pretty basra, these copper coins in a city, the Sagig, not as many times, you know, when we were young, pennies were more common than quarters, let's say, right? People have pennies. So here, honey, pretty basra, the Sagig, that we're in a city where they circulate a lot. Inu Harifa, they're more they circulate more. That's going to cost more than silver. I might think that the Choshes is it could very well be that compared to gold, silver really is more current. But I might think that when it comes to copper is more current in certain cities. That copper circulates more than silver. So I might think that the copper should be considered the coins and the silver should be considered the merchandise. Kamash Malam teaching us, Kivin di Kiduch lo Sagilat. There are places where the copper doesn't circulate hardly at all. Therefore, the Nechoshes is considered, and generally it's considered, produce or merchandise. And therefore, that's okay. So it's not really a proof from there.
So we don't have minigamakum.
You could say it's circulates more, but you have to make some rules. You know, and that's why there are different sets of rules. What's more, what's considered money? Gold or coin? Gold coins or silver coins? That's the debate over here. We see different opinions. Bafra b'chia sover, even b'chia sover, that he wants to. So this proof that Ravashi said that it's more likely that the silver is the merchandise, that was discounted. But then we want to bring another proof, and we're going to discount that too. Bafra b'chia sover, davatavavi. Even b'chia held that what? That gold was considered the coin, the money, not the silver, as we saw in our Mishnah. Why? Rav borrowed some money. Rav Osef Dinri mi barsid b'chia. Rav had borrowed some money, some dinar zohav. Dinar here, he means dinar zohav. A dinar zohav, we see, is like 25 dinar kesefs. He borrowed some money, some gold money from the daughter of Mibarsid b'chia, from the daughter of b'chia. And Lesov Aikudani. Then what happened was is that the coins, in other words, to buy a dinar zohav costs more dinar kesefs later on. It went up in value. It's like saying, what can I tell you? It's like saying that to buy a dollar, so maybe a bad example, but it's like to buy a dollar, you need more shekels now. Give us some you know, a view. So he had borrowed a gold dinar from the daughter of Chia. And then when he went to return it, the cost of dinars, these golds went up. He came before Rav Chia. He had borrowed the money from Rav Chia's daughter, and he came, and Rav asked Rav Chia, who was his uncle, is there a problem of ribbis over here? Because when I borrowed the dinar, it was worth X amount of silver coins. Now it takes more silver coins to buy it. So maybe there's a question of ribbis over here. You know, is a ribbis one way or another? I'm giving you something now that it's worth more. Go pay her with a good dinar zov. Weighed out perfectly, it's fine. Now, if you say that the gold is the coin, the gold is the money, rather. Of course, it's a coin. The gold is the money. Savi Shapra, makes sense. If I borrow a dollar and pay back a dollar, there's no problem with that. If I borrow a silver dollar, or a gold dollar, whatever it was, if I take money, if it's money, so what's the difference what it's worth now? You need more francs or more euros to buy it or whatever. It's a dollar. If that's the coin, that's the coin. That's the money. Eliyam and Peirav, if you say it's merchandise, Havalei Sov Asov. The rabbis made it to kind of, you know, straight out interest is, I borrow a dollar, I pay back a dollar 10. That's ribbis. I'm paying more money for the time that I kept the money, time value of money. Now, if I borrow a bushel from you and I take back, and I borrow a bushel and I pay you back a bushel, the rabbi said, don't do that. It's not really ribbis though, right? But the rabbi said, it's not so good because these things fluctuate in value all the time. So if I borrow a bushel, it was worth a dollar. When I pay it back, it was worth $1.10. That looks like ribbis. The rabbis forbade that. So if you say, pardon? So you converted it into money. You say, let's say I'm paying you back a bushel at X amount of money. You quantify it, you turn it into money and say, I owe you a dollar's worth of produce, and I'll pay you back a dollar's worth of produce. All right, you got to be careful with that. So if you say that this Diner Zov, he said, just pay him back. He borrowed a Diner Zov and he paid him back, paid her back a Diner Zov. Now, if you say that the Diner Zov, that's the coin, that makes sense. But if you say the Diner Zov is merchandise, well, when you borrow merchandise and you pay back with the same merchandise, that's a problem, Bosser. The answer is no. And therefore, it must be that Rafi also held that that a Diner Zov is money. It's not merchandise, not considered merchandise. Says the Gemara, no. Rav, Diner Havi. The truth is, this isn't the problem. You know why? Because even the Isra of Saw Basaw of a bushel that I can't borrow a bushel and pay back the bushel, that's only if I don't have a bushel at that time. But let's say I have a bushel, but it's in the barn, the barn's locked. Or my kid has it and he's bringing it back. It's got someone, that's okay, because I really have it. Then it's not, then Rabbanan didn't make a takana there. Rashi says here, Diner Havi, Shalava Seilu, Begabi Saw Basaw Tanan, we learned, Lend me a saw until my son comes home with her, until I find the key. That's okay. That's okay, because you don't say she'el shabiyaro niknin lemalvo v'shu sahukra. The ribis saw v'saw drabbanan. The saw v'saw is only a drabbanan. Borrowing a bushel and paying back a bushel. The rabbi said that it could go, it can fluctuate in value. So it looks like ribis don't do that. Convert it into money. But in this case, where I had the bushel, it's just the barn's locked. The Rabbanan didn't meditate the kind of there. So here too, Rav Diner Havilei, he actually had a Diner Zav. Given the Havilei Dinere, since he had Nasika Omelet, it's as if he said, it's as if he said, listen, just give me the dinner until I find the key, or until my kid comes home with the money. And therefore, this is also no proof that that Rafia held that a Diner Zav is merchandise. It's really coins. Not proof that Rafia held that it's money. We don't say Rafia held that it's money. No, it could be that it was merchandise, but he had it, and he had the dinner in his possession. He just didn't have the key, or his kid was coming home with it. Therefore, it was okay. So both these cases would not be a proof that like Rebbe's opinion when he was young, that the dinar was the coin and was the money, and the silver was the merchandise. Amar Rav, Hai Tana Sava Davatava. The following Tana holds that the gold is the money. The Tanya, Pruta Shamru, a Pruta, we talk about a Pruta. What is the other Pruta? Echa Mishmana Biser talking. You want to know what a Pruta is? It's 1/8 of an Italian Isser. Minaf Kamina, the Kedusha Isha, as we saw in the beginning of Kedushin. Kadosh and Isha with a Pruta, Shava Pruta. Remember the rabbi always asks, is it worth the Shava Pruta? Is it worth the Shava Pruta? We hold like Beis Hillel, it's got to be worth the Shava Pruta. Okay, so we want to know what a Pruta is. That's 1/8 of an Italian Isser. So if you're Makadosh or with something not worth the Shava Pruta, it doesn't work. How much is an Isser? Isser is Echa B'Yasser, 1/24 of a silver dinner. 1/24. Because you say, I'm paying you with an Isser. You have to know what it's worth. Dinner shall kesef. How much is a dinner? Isser, but a dinner of kesef. How much is that? Echa B'Yasser M'Chamesh, dinner shall zav. It's 1/25 of the dinner zav. My nafkamina, lepidyon haben. How much do you have to pay for a pidyon haben? 5 shekels, right? 5 shekels. The shekel in the Torah says shekel, it's the Gemara's sela. A sela is 4 dinars. So therefore, if a sela is 4 dinars, which means a shekel in Torah is 4 dinars, you pay the coin how many? 5 shekels. That's 20 dinars, right? 20 dinars. Okay. He says over here that what is 20 dinars? 20 dinars is 4/5 of a dinar's of. That means you always, when you pody your son from the coin, it's always 4/5 of dinner's off. Okay. Now, listen to this carefully. He says, how much is a dinner of kesef? It's 1/25 of a dinner of zav. Okay. Now, therefore, he says, in other words, that the dinner zav is the money. That's the dollar that we're talking about. The dinner zav is the money. Why? Mafmina pigin aben. Meaning that you always pay the coin 4/5 of a dinner zav, no matter what it costs. Now to pay dinner zav. Dinner zav is normally 25 dinner kesefs. But sometimes, let's say it got the dinner kesefs got worth more, maybe for 20 dinner kesefs you could buy a dinner zav. Or if it got worth less, maybe it takes 30 dinner kesefs to buy a dinner zav. But if you establish a dinner zav as the coin and you say you always have to pay the coin 4 fourth of a dinner zav, no matter how many dinner kesefs are in there, you have to pay four fifths of dinner zav because that's the coin. Yeah, Rabishlam Tibab, if you say that the dinner zav is the money, that's the money. So Mashar Tana Bamidi the Kiso. The Tana assesses how much you say, what is a dinner zav? It's the dinner kesef is what? 1/25 of a dinner zav. The dinner zav is the money, that's the currency. It might have less or more, you might, depending on the fluctuation in the financial markets, you might take more or less dinner kesef to buy dinner zav, but dinner zav is the money. So you say, okay, pay four-fifths of that. Eliyam or pay rabbi. If you say that the dinner zav is simply merchandise, and what counts really is the dinner kesef, is the kesef, so mishar tana b'midi the okra vazil, you're going to be mishar of something which goes up and down. You know, that's like considered the merch that can go up and down. Simon the Mahada like the Kana. Sometimes the Kana will have to give him back. Meaning, if you say that the coin, you always have to pay 20 dinar kesefs, and if you pay with a dinar zav, sometimes it can fluctuate. Sometimes you'll have to give the coin will have to give you change. Because in the most of like you, the Kana, sometimes you'll have to add more to the coin because you're saying you have to pay the value of 4/5 of a dinar zav, no matter how many dinar kesefs that takes, right? If you say if a dinar kesef goes up to 30 dinar kesefs for the dinar zav, and you got to pay 4/5 of a dinar zav, so 4/5 of that would be how much? 24 dinar kesefs you'd have to pay now, and that's not what we say. We say dinar zav is the coin, that's the money, and you have to pay 4/5 of that, whatever it is. And Echanami, if it goes out of your bank. So Elishmami no tabba. In other words, if you say that the dinar zav is simply like merchandise, like produce, so we wouldn't set up a fixed we want a fixed amount. So you say, you know, it's always 4/5 of a dinar zav. That's a fixed amount. But if you say something's worth more, something's worth less, some you'll have to add on, some you'll have to add less, and therefore we don't. So this Tana Taka does hold that the dinar zav is the coin, that's the money, etc. Rashi points out like this: Rashi's Mishar Tana Mita Kitz, Shia Tana Pigyan Aben Bematbei HaKotzev, Shafilu Bezman She'enu Nimka Yosef Yasser Medina. Maybe a time is only buy for 20. Yasul a coin, he's got it seven back, fifth of that. Shazov Tamidam Ksufav, Chafei Dinner. Shuhu Matbea, by Kesef Havipera, Legabe, Vamos, Hain Shoku, Vim Nimka Bashloshim, Lo Yasul a coin, Ella, he'll only give him back a fifth of that. Shabadam Shadam Lo Olam Ksufim. In other words, you always have to pay a coin 4/5 of a dinar zav, whatever that is, whatever it comes out to be. Normally it's 25 dinar, but it might go up to 30, in which case you got to give him more, right? And if it's only worth, if the dinar zav is now only worth, let's say, is worth 20 dinar kesefs, fine, so you give him 4/5 of that. So you give them 16 then, right? As you give, because it's always 4/5 of the dinar zav. So that shows that the dinar zav is the money, and the kesef is the one that fluctuates. That's considered the merchandise. Tananas, and we learned elsewhere, we talk about Maaser Sheni. Now Maaser Sheni, you know, you have produce in Tel Aviv or Haifa, whatever. You got to bring it to Yerushalayim, so you turn it into money. It says, Betzarta kesef, or you tie it up and turn it into money, right? So what Beis Shammai says, Omer lo yasa adam slain dinar zav. You shouldn't turn your, let's say you had turned the produce into silver coins, sellers. You should then buy dinar zavs with it, because then you're going from coin to produce. You can go from produce to coin. You can't go from coin to produce. Beis Shammai matir, because you're allowed to. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish Chad explained the machlokas. Chadav, machlokas b'slam shal dinam. That's when you're going from silver to gold. Silver to gold, you shouldn't do. Why? Because gold, according to Beis Shammai Sabrei, Kaspa Dava, silver is the coin, and Dava is the payer, and gold is the merchandise. Like our Mishnah said, right? V'tiva payer lo machlina. You don't redeem coins onto v'tiva payer lo machlina. In other words, obviously, when you get to Yerushalayim, you buy with the money, you buy food. But on the way to Yerushalayim, on your way, you can't change coins into produce, because you got to turn produce into coins. But still, so we know, Kaspa payer, the silver is merchandise compared, is produce compared to the gold. Vedava tipa, and the gold is the money. Upeira tipa machalini. Therefore, you could exchange, you can redeem the produce for money. Avo payers al dinrim, but actual produce for dinrin, divrei hakol machli, and that you can definitely do, because compared to real produce, that then dinners of, even a dinners of, is considered coins compared to produce. And produce you could redeem onto coins, which is what you normally do. When you have produce in Haifa, you turn it into coins. So everybody would agree, according to this, what's one sheet of it? If I turn the fruits and vegetables that I had in Haifa into gold coins, redeem them for gold coins, and then I could take the gold coins and redeem it onto silver coins, possibly, right? You could do silver coins. Why? Because, but Beis Shammai says that you shouldn't turn your silver coins into gold coins. Beis Hillel says you can even turn your silver coins into gold coins. Okay, so he's saying like this, everybody agrees, according to one opinion, everybody agrees that payers on dinner and divrei hakol you could do, because vegetables or actual produce for dinners, that's certainly going from merchandise onto coins. My time in media of a kesef, the Beis Hillel. Just like what does Beis Hillel say with kesef? Kesef, Beis Hillel, alpha gav, the kasvel, gav, idav, payer, even though that silver compared to gold, according to Beis Hillel, silver is the merchandise, we got be payer, but compared to produce, tevavi is considered coins, because that's what you did. You turned your produce in Haifa onto silver coins, and then the silver coins you could change onto peros, silver coins rather. You turn you could turn the silver coins onto gold coins. You turn your produce onto silver coins, and your silver coins onto gold coins. You got repair with tevavi. Zov namin Beis Shammai. Gold, according to Beis Shammai, who says that what that's considered produce. Afakav the davel gavi pasul repair. Even though the gold compared to silver is payra, so you can't turn your silver into gold because you've got to go always towards coinage when it comes to Maisa Sheni. The gabi payra compared to real payras, compared to real produce, tibahavi, even compared to real produce, the gold is considered coins. That's one way to learn the machlokas. Af payras al din machlokas, that even for payras, Beis Shammai would say you can't even turn payros onto dinner, that even compared to produce, a dinner is also produce, and you can't do that. Machlokas is the more so Lamandamar af payros al dinner machlokas. The Beis Shammai says you can't even turn produce into dinners of, because dinners of is produce. So Adam, if you respond, why is the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai that this Mishnah starts with? Why do you talk about silver coins onto gold coins? Lifter payros al dinner. Say the machlokas is even my fruits on dinner. If Beis Shammai says you can't even turn silver coins into gold coins, right? Because gold is considered produce. And he says even payrus is considered produce. That gold is considered produce even compared to other produce. So lifli repairus al dinrin, to tell me that even there, Beis Shammai says you can't turn produce into gold coins. If the machlokas would be by payrus themselves on dinrin, there we say that payrus you can't turn into dinners of, because it's payrus for payrus. It's not yet, you have to go towards coinage, towards money when it comes to Maisa Sheni. Avol beslan al dinrin, but when it's silver money for gold money, maybe modelin beisul leveisham, and maybe it also modelin the davel got because for payrus, that gold compared to silver is also considered payrus. In other words, maybe only the machlokas is by payrus on dinrin, that payrus. Beis Shammai says you can't turn payrus onto dinner. Beis Hillel says you could. But maybe when it comes to turning silver into gold, then maybe Beis Hillel would be motivated to Beis Shammai that that's not good. The gavel of payrus, meaning Beis Hillel would say that dinrin for payrus you could, right? Payrus al dinrin you could do, because dinrin zov compared to payrus, dinrin is coin. But when it comes to silver compared to gold, maybe Beis Hillel would be motivated to Beis Shammai that is considered, that the gold compared to the silver, the gold is considered the merchandise, and therefore you can't turn the silver coins into gold coins. Kamash Malon, Velo Machalinen, Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. That Beis Hillel says that you could turn silver coins into gold coins, because Beis Hillel says that silver compared to gold, silver is the merchandise, and gold is considered the coins. So the Gemara now is going to try to prove who holds what. You say there's machlokas or Belkin Rish Lakesh. What is the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? The first opinion we said was that everybody's moda that payrus, gabi dinrin, you could change, right? Because payrus is certainly produce compared to gold coins. And therefore, you could change payrus onto gold coins. The other machlok is there, the machlok is in both, whether even Peiros on dinner, you wouldn't be able to. Who says what? The Gemara is going to try to prove that tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is daf Mem Hei, picks it up from here, these two lines on the bottom of the page, the Sayim, Rabbi Yochanan, and it'll be on the podcast. And on Sunday, Mirz Hashem, we pick it up from the 11th line on Mem Vav Amar Aleph. From the 11th line on Mem Vav, still there, it's one Indian. From the 11th line on where Gemara says over there, a Papa, Bafra Papa, we'll pick that up on Mem Vav Amar Aleph on Sunday, Mirz Hashem. Shabbat Shalom to Kulam.
Shabbat Shalom. Thanks.